This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee forms 11-member subcommittee to resolve disputes over civil service bill. India's External Affairs Ministry vows fair investigation into the death of a Nepali student at an institute in Odisha, assures full safety for Nepali students. Fire incidents claim 22 lives between mid-January and mid-February this year, and U.S. President Trump ramps up Zelensky attacks as U.S. officials say mineral deal close. Now, the news in detail. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives has formed an 11-member subcommittee coordinated by its member, Dilendra Prasad Badu, to facilitate in concluding the Federal Civil Service Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat. In yesterday's meeting of the committee, President Ramhari Khatiwada proposed to form a subcommittee comprising Ashok Kumar Rai, Iswari Neupani, Chanda Karki, Prakash Adhikari, Buddhiman Tamang, Raghuji Panta, Rajendra Prasad Pandey, Leelanath Shrestha, Sarvendranath Shukla and Hitaraj Pandey. The sub-panel is tasked with submitting its report to the committee within a month. The discussions on the bill are underway in the committee. India's Ministry of External Affairs has pledged a fair investigation into the death of a Nepali student, Prakriti Lamsal, at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal emphasized that the safety of foreign students, including Nepali students, is a top priority for India. The statement came after Nepal initiated diplomatic efforts calling for a thorough investigation for ensuring the safety of Nepali students in India. Jaiswal expressed condolences to the family of Prakriti Lamsal and assured that those responsible would face legal action.
We convey our heartfelt condolences to the grieving family. The Government of India, as you know, accords high priority to the safety, security and well-being of all international students in our country. MEA has been in constant touch with the Odisha government and KIIT authorities since the situation came to light. We have also maintained close contact with the Nepalese authority. Pursuant to our outreach, several steps have been taken by the Odisha government as well as the KIIT institute to address the situation. Odisha police has made several arrests, including the accused, and cases have been filed against these people. The government of Odisha has also constituted a high-level fact-finding committee based on whose findings appropriate legal and administrative actions shall be taken going forward.
He also mentioned that the Odisha government has taken important steps to ensure the return of Nepali students vowing to ensure their safety.
The Odisha government has also taken steps to facilitate the return because, as you would know, several of the students had gone back. The Odisha police, local police in Bhubaneswar, has also established a 24/7 helpline number for Nepali students. Nepali students studying in India form an important facet of the enduring people-to-people ties, links that we share with Nepal. The Government of India will continue to take all necessary actions and steps to ensure the safety and security and well-being of all Nepali students.
Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deva is leaving for Geneva on the 22nd of February today to participate in the high-level segment of the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council to be held from the 24th to the 26th of February. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to address the high-level segment on the 24th of February. During her visit, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to hold meetings with her counterparts as well as the heads of the UN agencies and the international organizations and other dignitaries on the margin of the session. The Foreign Minister will take the initiative to garner support from the UN member states for Nepal's membership candidacy at the UN Human Rights Council for the term of 2027 to 2029. Dr. Rana leads a Nepali delegation comprising senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, and Nepali Permanent Mission to the UN in Geneva. Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to return home on February 28th. Fire incidents between January 14th and February 12th this year claimed the lives of 22 people across the country. According to Nepal Police spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Dinesh Kumar Acharya, a total of 478 incidents of fire occurred across the country from January 14th to February 12th alone. The victims included 11 men, 10 women, and a child. During the period, 87 people were injured, including 26 men, 54 women, 4 boys and 3 girls. The highest number of fire incidents took place in Kosi province, which stood at 129. Similarly, 89 fire cases occurred in Madhes province, 42 in Bagmati, 37 in Kathmandu Valley, 39 in Gandaki province, 63 in Lumbini, 32 in Karnali and 47 in Sudur Pashim province. The fire damaged 68 houses and 66 huts in 1 month. As per the details released by Nepal Police Headquarters, property worth 184.8 million rupees was damaged in the incidents of fire. Agitating Nepal Medical Association, NMA, and Ministry of Health and Population have reached an agreement. NMA has been on a warpath raising their demands on perks and benefits. A nine-point agreement has been reached following the negotiation held in the presence of Minister for Health, Pradeep Paudel, yesterday. With this, the NMA has agreed to withdraw all the preset agitation programs and return to regular work. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population will now hold regular video briefings every Friday starting this week. Spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoke announced that these briefings will cover policy decisions, activities and updates from health sector, aiding at 1:30 p.m. each Friday. In yesterday's briefing, Dr. Burathoke shared that essential medicines for treating childhood cancer arrived on Thursday and were distributed to Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital, Kanti Children's Hospital, Patan Academy of Health Sciences and Bharatpur Cancer Hospital. He also reported that 92% of the targeted girls received the SPV vaccine during the cervical cancer campaign held from February 4th to 18th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has committed to initiating the Federal Language Act as soon as possible. Speaking at an interaction on provincial and endangered languages organized by the Language Commission on International Language Day, Minister Pandey said that the Act is currently with the Ministry of Law, Justice and Federal Affairs and he will make every effort to expedite its introduction. On a different note, Minister Pandey said that the devotees visiting the Pasupatinath area on the occasion of the Mahashivaratri festival will be provided with maximum facilities. Minister Pandey, who is also the chairperson of the Pasupati Area Development Trust Board, said coordination is being established with the bodies concerned for prompt management. A 201-member main celebration committee has been formed under Minister Pandey's chairmanship for the preparation for the Mahashivaratri festival. 9 various thematic subcommittees have also been constituted for this purpose. Now on to some international news update. United States President Donald Trump has continued his attacks on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a White House official said a deal on rare earth minerals was close. In an interview with Fox News Radio, the U.S. President again laid the blame for the destruction wrought by Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the Ukrainian leader. Trump also said Zelensky was negotiating with no cards and shot back at Kiev's criticism for being sidelined by the U.S. in its recent engagement with Russia. Meanwhile, White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said on Friday that he believed Ukraine would soon sign a deal that would grant Washington access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for continued support in the war. The Trump administration has been pressuring Kiev on the deal, with U.S. officials previously traveling to Kiev seeking 50% ownership of the minerals. At the time, Zelensky rejected the offer. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the Western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the Karnali and Sudhur Pashim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 7 to 9 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 21 to 23 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee forms 11-member subcommittee to resolve disputes over civil service bill. India's External Affairs Ministry vows fair investigation into the death of a Nepali student at an institute in Odisha. Assures full safety for Nepali students. Fire incidents claim 22 lives between mid-January and mid-February this year, and U.S. President Trump ramps up Zelensky attacks as U.S. officials say mineral deal close. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.